The point of charter schools, Dan notes, is to offer pedagogical choice to all students, not just those who can afford private schools. It baffles him that people call Mystic Valley racist when it's producing better academic outcomes for minority students. The fundamental premise of charter school education is equalizing the playing field for kids from all backgrounds, he says. When you look at the data, it tells a vastly different story than what this small vocal group of critics wants to claim. This is what confounds Mystic Valley's satisfied customers. What better way to fight injustice than to close the achievement gap and make better futures possible for children of color? One of the things that's most ironic to me is Mystic Valley being labeled conservative when it has some of the most audacious goals for student achievement, says Brett Chevalier, a self-described liberal whose daughters are in eighth and third grade at the school. I see it as just the opposite. They're so idealistic, so dedicated to equality. The problems of the founding fathers aside, America is founded on the idea that anybody can come here and make it. An MIT-trained scientist originally from lilywhite rural Canada, Chevalier especially loves the diversity his children are exposed to at Mystic Valley. Fellow parents say the school's quality is inextricable from its monocultural approach. The way the school handles it, the idea we're all the same, I wish I had that as a kid growing up, says Jeff Chow, a son of Chinese immigrants who works in IT. My wife and I came from low-income families. I didn't want to be labeled and singled out, but I was. I didn't get to be the funny kid, the nice kid, the smart kid. It was always the poor kid, the Chinese kid, the short kid. The poor Chinese short kid, his wife Karen Chow chimes in, I didn't have a lot of self-esteem growing up because of who I was. We've progressed so far in this country, I don't think my son will ever have to go through the type of racism I experienced in inner-city Boston. The families I spoke with at Mystic Valley spanned the political as well as socioeconomic spectrum, from conservatives relieved their kids aren't being turned against them to liberals who relish its egalitarianism and diversity. Tashima Ashanafi, a financial analyst and Ethiopian immigrant, was concerned by the news report about the school and asked his black 13-year-old twins if anything bad had happened to them. He concluded things were being blown out of proportion. There are some bad apples everywhere you go, but in my perspective, this has been exaggerated by people who are trying to bring down the school, he says. I'm a beneficiary of this country. It has done a lot for me, much more than my birth country.